Put another nickel in, drop it in that box of tin. Charity at home begins with the pushka, pushka, pushka. Ten old pennies make a dime. Before you pray, it's the best time. See how fast your money flies in the pushka, pushka, pushka. Money, God gives us money. And you miss something you should not forget. The more you give, the more you get. Someone not as rich as you needs a helping hand or two. You can be a better Jew with the pushka, pushka, pushka. Give a little, give a little, give a little, give a little, give a dime. Give a little, give a nickel or quarter, watch that money climb. And when it drops and you hear it plop, you got a red line doing fine. Charity at home begins with a pushka, pushka, pushka. Ten old pennies make a dime. Before you pray, it's the best time. See how fast your money flies in the pushka, pushka, pushka. Money, God gives us money. And here is something you should not forget. The more you give, the more you get. Friend, I do it. You, my friend, I do it. You, my friend, I do it
Suburbia, from a bed king sized, with a golfing bag made from fine leather soft, and everybody knows that you don't tee off Jack Schwartz.
When young Kipper arrived, well, he just wasn't seen. He was out putting around on the 13th green. He knew how to swing, he knew how to slice. He was golfing away his good Jewish life, Jack Schwartz.
Well, we're all gonna miss his departed soul, but lightning struck on the 14th hole. His life was just a big sand trap, cause he never overcame his handicap, Jack Schwartz.
And the gates of heaven, they're closed to sin, and old Jack Schwartz was not let in. He banged on them gates with all his force, but a voice said, sorry, par for the course, Jack Schwartz.
Well, there's a tombstone now by the 18th hole where they bury his dearly departed soul. And I guess it had to happen sooner or later. He was buried in a talus with an alligator.
They asked us if we could please really do one Hasidic song. So we broke down and said, okay, we'll do one. So for those of you who are wanting to hear a real Hasidic song, this is our rendition of an old Lubavitch children's Hasidic song.
All the animals.
animals that I eat must chew their cud and have split feet. I'm telling you to throw away that ham. Guard your tongue from lush and horror. Stay at home and study Torah. Kosher meat just can't be meat, so throw away that ham. Separate your milk and meat utensils in your kitchen. Keep each one in its own place. And if you don't eat, don't mix and don't let yourself become a little schnook, my friend. When you get home, throw away that ham. Take it, sure. One, two, three, four. Don't go eating bread on Pesach. You know it is leavened. And if you keep all the mitzvahs, you're gonna end up right in heaven. You should pray three times a day, and with a minyan if you can. And when you get home, throw away that ham.
We'd like to do a medley of our hit. We wrote this song out of compassion, sympathy, empathy, and human understanding. We're hoping that after hearing this song, you'll be moved. The next time you see someone wandering around aimlessly in your synagogue, to go help them out. Because we figure something like this is probably going to happen to a couple of young men the first time they walk in.
Wow!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow, what a beautiful building. Where are we, Shalom?
This is a synagogue, Moshe.
Oh, synagogue.
That's right.
What's happening there?
Well, everybody's praying. What are you expecting, a synagogue?
Oh, they're praying, huh?
Sure, grab your book and start praying yourself.
I don't know what page we're on, Shalom.
Ask the guy next to you.
Ask the guy next to you. He's sleeping, Shalom.
Well, I can't help you, man. What page one either?
Terrible. I got the what page are we on in the prayer book blues? Am I supposed to sit or stand in a synagogue blues? Well, my folks sent me to theater when I was just a child. But instead of learning all the bass, I was out there running wild. I got the what page are we on in the prayer book blues? And the guy right next to me is taking a snooze. I don't know what I'm reading. I don't know what to speak. God spoke to us in Hebrew, but to me the thing is Greek. I got my kid knows less than me in the prayer book blues. And it's not too nice to see in the synagogue blues. So it's later for you, young man, and learn your olive base. Don't you dare take after me with ache all on your face. I got the what page are we on in the prayer book blues? Am I supposed to sit or stand in the synagogue blues? Well, I guess I'll see you later, 'cause I'm going back to Hader. I got the what page are we on in the prayer book blues? Page 21. I got the what page 46. You got the wrong book there, Shalom.
I do not. It says right here. It says 700 ways to prepare potato latkes.
That is not the right book, Shalom. I got the what page are we on in the prayer book blues? I got the what page are we on in the prayer book blues? Shalom and I took a trip to Australia for some concerts down there. It was 36 hours by airplane each way. In Australia, the Jewish people celebrate Passover
And on one of these 36-hour airplane flights, we had a couple of minutes to kill. He has his pocket calculator, and we started adding up the air miles that we've done this year alone, and it turns out to be equivalent to 4.5 times around the globe. And the reason I'm telling you all of this trivia is because it leads up to the first line of this song, at which point I turn to Sheldon and I say, I guess you can say that we've been around the world a bit.
You could say we've been most everywhere.
We've seen the lights on Broadway, yeah.
We've seen Trafalgar Square.
I say, old chap.
Yes, my dear.
But frankly speaking, we regret the way we spent our youth. Yeah, I should have been studying the Torah. But I must confess the truth. I did a twist, the peppermint twist. When I should have wrapped, fell around my arm and my wrist. I took my baby down to Mad Am Rue. Once on the Shabbos back in 62, there was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people leader telling me bacon was sweeter. And wasn't there something better to do? Slipping my disc on a hula hoop, a cuckoo-dee-choo, cuckoo-dee-choo. If I knew then what I know now, I would have changed my ways. I'd have had much wiser things in my head than surfing USA. The hours that I wasted watching Bandstand on TV would have been better spent, my friends, learning my modernity. I did a match with the Monster Mash. I also did the Fruit and Want to See. I sang Bebopalula, she's my baby. Tutti Frutti out of her knee. The little time I spent in Cater, I dreamed I was singing See a Later Alligator. The rabbi thought I was weird somehow when I said, Papa Oomow Mow.
Papa Oomow Mow.
The reason why we're telling you all these silly things, because the Bible is survival in a world gone big of late. And maybe you can learn a thing from my mistake or two. You know there ain't no thrill on Blueberry Hill, and it's no place for a Jew. I used to rock around the clock all night. I even danced to Louie Louie. And if you ask me what I think of that now, well, I'll tell you.
Pooey pooey.
All those years back in the 60s, wearing love beads instead of sixies. What did I gain at the ocean when I should have been studying the weekly portion? And so, my friends, it's time to end our simple little song. We'd like to sing a little more, but it's time to move along. So here's a final thought we'd like to share again with you. You know there ain't no thrill on Blueberry Hill. There ain't no thrill on Blueberry Hill. There ain't no thrill on Blueberry Hill. And it's no place for a Jew.
No!
It's no place for a Jew. Whoa, yeah.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
This is the last show, maybe every 6 weeks, and this is a very, very kind audience. Thank you all very much. The Cadillacs were all lined up in the driveway.
links of many colors were on display.
The caterer was the best that money can buy.
It was David Cohen's bar mitzvah day.
It was David Cohen's bar mitzvah day. Uncle Abe flew in from Cincinnati,
and Becky drove up from Miami Beach.
The rabbi was watching with a tear in his eye
as David Cohen read his bar mitzvah speech.
As David Cohen read his bar mitzvah speech.
I want to thank the rabbi, my mother, and my father. Today I am a man by Jewish law. I accept all of my Jewish obligations.
I acknowledge that there is only one God. I acknowledge that there is only one God.
Thank you, everybody.